Alistair Burns here with alternate captain Butch LaRue. Now, Butch, in a few minutes, you're going to be suiting up for your 100th game. When you first came to the league as a 16-year-old, could you have ever imagined playing a century of games with one team?
I kind of hoped to stay with the Whalers throughout my PGHL career, so you know, this was expected, but couldn't be happier to suit up for 100 with this team.
And injuries are so commonplace, especially in the PGHL. You guys play a lot of back-to-backs all the way from August into February. How have you been able to persevere for 100 games?
You know, I couldn't really tell you, but mostly just luck, and you know, I'd try to stay on my feet, been lucky enough to stay away from the injuries, which is why I'm here now. So,
on a more personal note, you grew up in a sense in Centennial Arena. This is your hometown rink. You grew up here, especially as your dad also was a defenseman. Can you tell me about your favorite memory so far on this rink?
Other than playing for the Whalers, it's got to be growing up with you know, some of my best friends who are still around now. So you know, this is playing for the Whalers is going to be, you know, something I look back on when I'm older and definitely think of this rink. But you know, growing up through minor hockey, this rink's has a special place in my heart.
Now, one of the most common questions I get on the road and at home from fans and media is, is Butch his actual name? Now, of course not. Francis is your real name.
Yep.
Butch is your nickname. Can you tell us how you were able to get that nickname?
Well, I was lucky enough to get the name from my father's dad, who was in Vietnam, fought in Vietnam, and played football for the Toronto Argonauts. And so I was lucky enough for my dad to name me after his dad, and hopefully I can do some great things with that name. So.
And on the final question here, this is a bit more of a fun one. Hands down, you gave me the best answer ever for the Whalers questionnaire. You said, and I want to quote you here, you said about your dream job that you want to be a Formula One driver, you want to be a private airline pilot for celebrities, and also a pro golfer. I'm surprised you didn't pick astronaut or something a little tougher, but what is the plan after hockey?
Don't really have a set plan right now, but I plan on going to school, so... So after my junior career, we'll focus on that, and hopefully, you know, instead of being a pilot for someone famous, I wouldn't mind being famous myself. So
fair enough.
We'll see.
Butch, thank you again, and congratulations on 100 games.